We're usually here like once, at least once, sometimes twice a year, generally speaking. We not really actually in Edmonton, because we play like outside Edmonton. I feel like a lot of stuff happens. Yeah, EVGA, and then we played St. Paul.
So once or twice a year, you guys are mildly familiar with the area. Yeah. What are some of your favorite things about Edmonton? If there's like a memory that comes out, even like if you guys visited before you started touring.
The balls. The silver balls.
Yeah, some guy got trapped in there.
You got trapped?
What?
You didn't hear this?
No. Okay, so someone's trapped in the balls?
Okay, yeah, those balls off the white mud, some guy hopped on the top of it and got stuck.
What an idiot.
So yeah, there was like this whole thing. He was trapped in there for like hours.
Wow.
He had to get like fire crews to like break the balls open.
Yeah. Well, that was our first.
Bust the balls.
You bought to bust the balls.
Bust the balls.
Our first time ever leaving Ontario, I guess, a band was to Edmonton. That was like the first photo we took was with the balls in the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hasn't been much cups in Edmonton since.
Either from Toronto. The West Edmonton Mall, for sure. We have a bunch of good memories there. We stayed there on the Dean tour, and there was like a rave happening in the wave pool.
Yeah,
when we were checking in, it was
a bunch of zombies at 2 a.m. crazy. Running through the mall. See, it was crazy. We ripped the Sino sometimes at the West Edmonton Mall too. We've made
funny
some money.
Funny you say that. I googled in my hotel room this afternoon, casino, and there's 1 4-minute walk from the hotel.
I will say though that Edmonton's always the fans. Even just we just did the meet and greet. I was like, the fans here are always so like fanatical.
They
like,
love country music.
They do. Like this has always been one of our biggest markets. Even like Bob said, from launch here, lazy. Like this has always been one of the places where whenever we come here, people are freaking nuts.
So I was at the CCMAs in Calgary. We actually spoke with Doc Walker. Great group of guys, and they seem to be kind of like the mentors for a lot of younger country artists coming up. Do you guys remember kind of that one maybe older country artist that maybe you opened for when you guys were first getting your feet on the ground?
Dean Brody, 100%.
Not to call him old, because he's not.
No, but he was definitely a mentor. Yeah, and took us under his wing and brought us out on the road for our first tour. Definitely.
Took us out on the road, got us hammered a bunch.
Yeah, every night.
Yeah. Every night. Drove a forklift.
Yeah, drove a forklift.
Can you touch on like what were you guys feeling at that point? Like obviously that was like, you know, maybe the first taste you got of like you know, being I guess noticed by guys like Dean Brody.
I feel like starstruck. I mean, because he was definitely like, we were on that tour and we like, I feel like at the time felt like we had no business being on a tour that big. And just like, I don't know, starstruck, but like there's a level of respect there where you're like, this is pretty cool that this guy, like, because he knew our music and he'd be like, oh, I love this song, I love that song. And I remember it was like a little bit of a confidence booster to be like, oh, maybe like we can do the thing he's doing, you know what I mean?
And full circle moment, because like he loved like a song that we wrote. It's like a funny campfire, like a stupid song. We all say it's a stupid song. It's called Living the Dream, but he just loved that song. And then like, I guess it was last year, so I don't know how many, like 8 years later, he invited us out to Bud Stage Toronto for his show, and we got to come and play that song. He wanted us to play that song with him on stage. So it was like opening with him into then all of a sudden playing the biggest venue in Toronto with him. So it's pretty cool.
That's super cool. And, you know, I've heard so many of your songs, obviously, on CFWE. We love your music, and you guys are all talking about some of the different artists that you got to see when you're a little younger. Last question here. You kind of have like the cowboy look. You've got the 80s hair metal look. You've kind of got like the 1975.
Oh, wow. 1975.
Yeah, kind of like the lead singer of 1975 vibes. And then you've got the Gotta Be Katie. So I was just mentioning, you know, I'm seeing different kind of senses of styles. Is it safe to say you guys bring different sort of inspirations to like studio sessions, and you bring a different flavor like for everyone?
Yeah, 100%. I feel like that's like the number one strong point of our band, and sometimes like feels like the, for us, is like the reason why there's so much conflict, which is a good thing, is because we do come from completely different musical backgrounds. But I feel like it comes in, especially like you'll see it tonight at the show. Like it's a roller coaster ride of musical genres
and emotions. So many emotions throughout the
song. Yeah, it's good. It's good and bad.
Yeah,
went through a trouser phase. It wasn't a good phase. The guys didn't like the trouser phase.